All right, let's move on to inflatable vegetables.
Yesterday I was 7. My mom put me to sleep. I live in Sneets by the Waterport. Bike on herringbone brick streets. But this morning I woke up. Strange bed, strange room, strange house. I don't know how I got here.
All right, Ryan, did you find this song creepy?
No. I found it like, I was kind of wondering if it was a maybe like a Oliver Sacks type of deal or I don't know exactly. I didn't know exactly what to think about it. I thought that it kind of really took the no memory thing very, very literally. But what did you think?
Just a seven-year-old waking up in a strange place with a creepy wrinkled man?
Okay, what I read was that somebody lost their memory back to when they were 7.
Yeah,
that's how I read it. And so they wake up and there's this creepy person there
in the mirror, maybe.
Oh, that's probably it. Yeah.
Yeah. And they both run screaming from each other.
That would make perfect. I'm going to look at these.
Oh, my God. You're exactly right. I think we figured it out. But I was confused. I didn't quite get that angle. And I was just like, wait, the guy is 7? And no, wait, he maybe had a son. He's being married. But you're right. I think it's all about Alzheimer's or dementia or losing your memory.
Yeah, I honestly, I think the location is so very, very specific that it threw me off. Like I was thinking that, oh, they're talking about an event in this place called Snits, which is also called Sneek in the Netherlands. And that was so incredibly specific that I was thinking like, okay, this must be in reference to something specific that went on there. But let's see. Okay, so I'm looking at the lyrics now. So yesterday I was 7, my mom put me to sleep. I live in Snits by the Waterport, which is, Waterport's a kind of, a bigger area in the Netherlands.
Sounds Dutch.
Yeah, bike on herringbone brick streets. But this morning I woke up, strange bed, strange room, strange house. I don't know how I got here at all. I climbed out of bed with trouble, saw a wrinkled man. He lurched toward me with arms outstretched. I screamed. He screamed. We turned. I ran. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is it.
It's cool.
A gray woman sits on the bedside and tries to comfort me. I can understand her, though she's not speaking free.
Probably wife.
Yeah. And she says she's my daughter-in-law. I don't remember her. I don't remember having a son. I don't remember being married. Yesterday I was 7. Today I'm confused and scared. So, wow. Okay, so touching. Now that we've uncoded it, I'm going to have to go back and listen to it again. Thank God we didn't have to rank it without knowing
thank God,
the hell we were talking
about. I would
have
just said, is this a creepy song about child abuse? I don't like it.
Yeah, okay. So, I'm glad we spent all this time on this podcast working it out.
So professional.
Yes,
they're going to totally ask us back for judges next time around.
Yeah, well, we already got all that stuff notarized, and the blood sample and the fingerprints and stuff like that. So we're as good as anybody. So yeah, in general, though, did you have any more comments? Or
I thought the chorus was the best part. I was pretty disturbed by the verse content, and I'm not sure if it was the melody as well. I thought the chorus was pretty well done, but overall, I found this song hard to listen to.
Was it because of the lyrics? Or?
Yeah, I think so. And just not quite understanding what was happening. It was really sort of disorienting. And maybe that was what it was supposed to be.
Yeah, I'm picking through my notes here, trying to figure out what I said that wasn't about the lyrics. Because it's all about, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I did all this Wikipedia research into the Netherlands. And I'm like, oh, geez, what a waste of time. Anyhow, it doesn't matter. This song, I thought the song is fun.
you thought it was fun?
I did. I didn't, you know, I thought it was weird and fun. I didn't get the whole kind of child abuse angle that you clicked onto, but I like the song despite not knowing for sure what it was about. The instrumentation is fun and poppy and the melodies are good. And I thought it was really, really nice. The only reason that you're shocked that I thought it was fun is because you went into it.
Yeah, I went into a dark place with it.
Yeah, too early. I had gotten into it that I thought that maybe the guy was in a coma for a little while or something like that, but I didn't, you know,
much
didn't click to me that it's, yeah. Oh, well. Okay, we figured it out. Yay.